The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with 27 years of experience in retirement, the markets, investment strategies, and more. He presents this show to help you navigate today's financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand and to answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
And good morning, and welcome to another edition of A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this morning as you're brewing your coffee, brewing your tea, getting your day started on this new Sunday. And I hope we can share some great concepts with you to help you become a better investor, better your financial planning, prepare better for retirement if you're in retirement or planning for retirement. Hopefully gives some great tips. So today's topic is Life on Your Terms, A GPS Guide. Now, this GPS guide is straight from a book that I recently wrote, my eighth book in retirement, Life on Your Terms. And later in the show, we're going to give you a phone number that you can get the book for free for the first 20 callers. So if you have a pen or paper this morning as you're brewing your coffee or tea, maybe that's a good time to kind of get your pen and paper ready to get this book for free. Now, it sells on Amazon for $17.99 in Barnes & Noble. But we're going to give 20 of these out for free because we want to share all this good stuff with you. So it's kind of like we go through the concepts here on the radio, and if you get the book, probably get some good follow-up and hopefully you can implement some of these goodies that we're going to give to you today. Now, when you think about retirement, there's different phases of retirement, and people say, well, what does it mean different phases? I think retirement's all one phase. There is, but the earlier years, we call those the boom-boom years. And then those who are already retired, I think they know what I'm talking about. The boom-boom years where you're going and racing and, you know, destination weddings and going on trips and doing some wonderful, wonderful things. And that's before, God forbid, your knees or hips or all these things hurt when you're mid-70s or 80s. But, you know, from 65, let's say, to 75, you know, there's a lot of people in our industry call those the go-go years. And the reason why that's important to highlight is while you're trying to prepare where your expenses will be in retirement, I tell a lot of people, I sit right across from them and say, listen, you're used to spend this amount of money. You're going to have more time in your hands, which is a good thing. But remember, think about it, when you have more time, you end up spending more money, no matter what it is, right? But having that extra time also means that you should prepare for having more money in retirement. So let's say, you know what? I really want $5,000 a month when I retire. That's $60,000 a year. That's my lifestyle. I think everything would be cool. Everything would be great. My mortgage is paid. The kids went through college, and that's what I'll need. I may tell them, hey, why don't you bump up another $1,000 or $2,000 a month? They're looking at me out of two heads. Because you're going to have more discretionary time to do more discretionary things, such as trips. And these boom-boom years I'm describing, so to speak, 65 to 75 or 60 to 75, when you have the energy and you don't mind sitting around airports, not good, but you have the energy to travel and do those things, that's a very good time in that. So I think people get off guard when they don't have a plan. They just kind of, you know, say, gee, they look at their checkbook, they look at their numbers coming in, they really don't do a financial plan, they get kind of, you know, concerned of what they're going to have. But when we do our projections, the first thing we do is we add in this extra layer of expenses for the first 5 years or 10 years to incorporate their lifestyle. Now, some people don't budget, they don't even plan for it, they just go and do it, which is great. But it's nice to also know to have this kind of roadmap, and that we call it a GPS for retirement. I've trademarked that because I think it resonates with people, because a GPS, much like your car, you put your destination is, a destination in, it gives you a different route of how to get there. Same thing, a good financial planner, and I think we're good financial planners, will show you that also. But also to bake in, so to speak, or to add to your numbers and projections, money that will allow you to travel, or if you want to do home improvement for a couple of years, or if you want to buy that beach house, whatever those goals are, it could be anything, to show that and see how that works out. And then if the numbers work out and align yourself, certainly you don't feel guilty going that trip on Perillo's tour up in Italy or in Italy. You have already mapped that out. If you're just tuning in, I'm Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this Sunday morning. And we're covering concepts from my book, Life on Your Terms, A GPS Guide. And the first thing we talked about is there's different phases of retirement. And the first phase, the go-go years. Now, you can call anything you want. We call it the go-go years. The fun years, the happy years, the travel years, whatever you call those years. But to give yourself an allowance for that, to actually factor that in. Somewhere along the way, the popular media got this whole thing, and I think they got it wrong, where let's say you made $100,000, you and your spouse made $100,000 a year. And in retirement, they tell you need 70% of that. So $70,000, and that's, you can live on that. And again, like for some people that works, and I don't know where that comes from, but I see that everywhere. I have to tell you, doing this 28 years, which is almost three decades, which I've done thousands of these projections and met with thousands of people. You know, it seems to be more like 100%. It's like if you're used to making $100,000 a year, when you retire, the lifestyle you want, maybe closer to $100,000 a year. So when you're doing projections or thinking through, you know, be careful about some of these rules of thumbs that are out there, particularly that one that says 70% of what you'll need in retirement. I think it's 100%, because what happens, as I mentioned so often, is Monday through Friday. Think about that. You're working. It's very hard. If you work 9 to 5, so you're leaving your house at 7:30, getting home at 6:30, having dinner. You know, there's not a lot of time to spend money. Maybe for lunch, you go out with your friends. Okay, maybe that's about the only time you spend money Monday through Friday. I'm sure you could find some other ways. But think about what happens on weekends. A friend says, hey, let's meet for, let's go out to dinner. Let's go to a restaurant. Let's do this on Sunday. Let's go to a brunch. Let's go to movies. All these wonderful activities on the weekends. And then if you look at your weekend expenses for weekday expenses, please show me. I can tell you weekends probably are cost you double, quadruple what you spend during your weekdays. And what is retirement? Well, retirement is like a very long weekend. You have a lot of time. You have a lot more time in your hands, which is all good, but now you have to allocate for that. So please don't use that rule of thumb out there. It doesn't work for a lot of people that if you're used to making $100,000 a year or 100% and take 70% of that and call that the money that you need to live in retirement. I don't think that's going to work for you. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. A GPS Refinances right here, right now. We're actually exploring my book, Life on Your Terms, a GPS Guide. Now, for a lot of goals, it's funny. Yes, I know we were told in middle school to write down your goals and high school to write down your goals. But there is something true about that. I happen to write down my goals and things. And I think, you know, I keep a book and now there's apps that are out there. There's so many things you can do. I happen to like to write out my goals. To me, it feels more tangible. But of course, there's apps out there that do the same thing. But there's nothing wrong with having different goals in retirement because what the heck? I mean, it seems to me all the literature points to it. When you write down a goal, it becomes more to life. It becomes more real. And so some of these goals in retirement can be purchase of a vacation home. It could be paying off all your debt, could be one of your goals. Living from, let's say, just one of your pensions, the other one sock it away. Maybe it's a legacy, you know, planning for your children or grandchildren. Maybe that's one of your goals in retirement. Maybe it's buying a new car. Maybe it's buying an RV. Like, remember those movies where they rent an RV or buy an RV and they go crisscross the country and have a lot of fun with that? Maybe it's renovating your kitchen. That seems to be on our list, I guess. But, you know, renovating a kitchen or a bathroom. Maybe it's putting more money away for kids' college or grandchildren, for that matter. All these different goals, there's nothing wrong with writing this out. So you say, gee, you know, I want $5,000 a month. And with that, you know, we'll take care of our expenses. That's a couple thousand a month. But, you know, I want a couple of thousand a month to go towards renovating a kitchen. I want a couple thousand month that goes towards maybe buying a home or vacation home or so forth, or leaving a legacy. It doesn't matter what your goal is. The thing that really seems to make sense is actually writing it down and see where you are and go back and check on it. All the different theories out there about goal setting and goal achievement has a lot to actually just starting with writing the goal down, but then going back and see where you are, whether you're on course or off course. We've heard that from school teachers all the time, and now I'm guessing I'm being your school teacher here too, but in retirement or before retirement, nothing wrong with writing down your goals, seeing where you are with those goals. Again, it could be a health goal, it could be a fitness goal. Of course, today we're talking about financial goals and your financial health, but certainly that's what you want to take a look at. Now, we'll be back right after these messages.
Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management has a new book out, Life on Your Terms, another book in the GPS Guide to Your Retirement series from Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management. We have given away hundreds and hundreds of his books over the years, and now it's a brand new one called Life on Your Terms, another book in the GPS Guide to Your Retirement series. Get it now before it even gets to Barnes & Noble and Amazon.com. Our listeners will have the first copies. Be among the first 20 callers right now to get a free copy at 845-371-0101. First 20 callers get the new book from Ken Mahoney for 2017, Life on Your Terms, another book in the GPS Guide to Your Retirement series, and you can get it for free right now. That number again, 845-371-0101. Life on Your Terms from Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management.
And welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us here this morning, brewing your coffee, enjoying your toast and eggs and all those wonderful things this morning, starting a new day. And today we're tackling life on your terms. Yes, your terms, how you want to do things, regardless of how much money you have, a GPS guide. And as you just heard, we're going to give away our book for free for the first 20 callers. And I think that could be you. So grab a pen and paper, write this phone number down, and we'll give this book away for free. Life on Your Terms, a GPS guide to financial security. So it's 845-371-0101. 0101. Now, this actually book retails on Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99. We're not going to charge you postage or anything. There's no catch. We just want to give our books out. 20 of them today. 20 at 845-371-0101. It's a great companion to the radio show because we cover a lot of topics in my books. This is my 8th book in retirement planning. And for this one, it resonates with a lot of people because people get it. Life on your terms. It just kind of says it. And, you know, we think about money all the time and how it associates with happiness. And I have to tell you, there's times where, you know, you may go out to a nice restaurant, a fancy restaurant, white linen cloth, and really not get good food, may not get good service, and you have a $200 bill to show for it. I mean, has that happened to you before? I'm sure it has. And yet sometimes some of the best days or best things in life are free. And I think they really mean that. I mean, I think about taking our boys hiking and, I don't know, maybe got a sandwich and $5, $10, went up and hiked and, you know, had a nice day together, talked together, got up to the pinnacle, so to speak, and then walked back down again. And that was a lot better than the dinner that we had for $200. So we can't always equate, you know, having money and happiness. I know we kind of link those together, but there's some things in life that are free. And the old saying, the best things in life are free, especially now with the internet. There's so many different things. There's lectures that are for free. There's music that's for free. You go to your local library that you do pay property taxes on or part of your taxes towards that. And there's so many freebies there, whether it's, you know, renting DVDs, whether it's a lecture, whether it's an author of a book. I've done that. I've showed up a lot of libraries with my books and talked about my books for free. The people get to hear for free. So I just think we have to be very careful when we think about life on our terms or life on your terms. You should really think about not only money and that money is going to do all these things. I think it does. But there's so many other things you can think outside the box. One thing that happens in retirement, I think, is kind of cool, is that things slow down a little bit for you. So while you're working, it's a race against time, right? From Monday morning, sometimes I kid around and say, you get through Monday, you're halfway through the week, right? So many things are happening. Have to get the dry cleaner, groceries, pick this up, bags hanging, all these things are happening. But when you retire, things do slow down. And with that slowing down, can help you a little bit. So then you can actually, you know, focus more on, okay, gee, I want to travel. Now you can spend more time researching where you want to go. Stay away from the school schedule. It'll be cheaper for you. All those type of angles. But once you're retired, things do slow down. And with that, you have extra time to do more research. And your expenses, at least those day-to-day expenses, should go down. What expenses should go up, however, are discretionary items like travel and fun and entertainment. Those type of expenses do go higher in retirement, while a lot of your other type of expenses go down. If you're just tuning in, I'm Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. You can find us on the website at MahoneyGPS.com. We have a lot of good stuff on there. All my TV appearances are on there. A recent one I was on with Fox, which actually turned out to be Editor's Pick, where I spoke about retirement planning and everyone from millennials to Generation X. I fall in Generation X. They didn't know what to call us, so they call us Generation X. Thank you. To the baby boomers. And each one of those segments, millennials, Generation X, and of course, baby boomers, how to invest your retirement program. So things like that are on our website. All my recent TV appearances, like was Editor's Pick in that particular one. Things that we do here on radio are on our website. Calculators, articles that I write, a great amount of resources. Click around, right click, left click, stand on and click, however you want to click. I think it's very resourceful. I'm 28 years in business, 3 decades of helping people with retirement. So there's a lot of good things on there. One last thing I'll say about my website, MahoneyGPS.com. It's a GPS in itself. You actually click on it and say, okay, I'm 5 years of retirement. And it takes you down a path and what you think should be looking at, what things should be putting together. Are you 10 years of retirement? You go down another path, just like a GPS would, and shows you 10 years, some of the things you should be putting together, some of the things you should be strategizing about. If you're 20 years or 30 years, whatever the, how many years you are from retirement, you click and we'll bring you right down there. Kind of fun, interactive way to look at all different ways. So when you think about retirement, a lot of questions are going to start coming up, and that's something that goes well beyond finances. Sometimes it's about lifestyle. Some people may want to leave the area because of our frigid weather and wet weather and cold weather. Some people want to leave because of geography, because of, you know, the temperature. Maybe one of their sons or daughters went to another part of the country. They want to move with them. But for a lot of people, they want to move south, Carolinas. Again, we don't wish anyone away from the Hudson Valley here. But for those who retire in the Carolinas or Florida, you know, they find their property taxes not in half. They sometimes find their property taxes a tenth of what they're paying up here. They're finding housing a lot cheaper down there, and they're finding the weather more moderate, so to speak. We're not pushing anybody to go anywhere, but certainly that's a big decision. Much like, you know, when you get married, right? You get married and you have big decisions. When will we have children? Where will we live? You know, we don't think about, but when you cross the road of retirement, you know, there are some pretty big questions and some pretty big decisions that come up. And sometimes spouses, you know, work with both of them. One says, I definitely want to go down south. And one says, no, I don't want to be near the kids. And they have this kind of little battle back and forth. But you'll be making some pretty big choices in retirement. You know, where to live is probably your biggest choices. And of course, you know, all depends on your lifestyle. So there are those 55 and older communities, which, by the way, some people say, oh, I don't want to be part of that. But I've been in some of those 55 and older communities. And I have to tell you, it's pretty cool. You can do yoga one day. You can do painting another day, swim lessons another day. You have a personal trainer. You can meet so many other people. To me, it's like a big clubhouse. It's like it's like Disney World. You know? So don't always poo-poo the idea of 55 and older. Sometimes your children say, oh, mom, dad, you can go 55 and older community. There's some type of negative connotation with it. I think they're great. I think they're wonderful. And for those who live in those communities, love it because there's so many social things to it. Do you want to live in a condo? Do you want to live in an apartment? Do you want to downsize and not be dealing with the snow and the ice and the roof and those things? Do you want to still live in a house and have the privacy and so forth? You know, these are different things to consider. And of course, having an individual house sometimes can be more expensive than having a condo. Do you want to rent now? Do you want to say, hey, you know what? I'm going to sell the house here. And before I buy down south, I want to live down there for a year and rent, which makes sense. Some people say, wait, Ken, I always want to buy. I've always been told to buy. Yeah, you should buy real estate. If you're going to stay with something for 10 years or more, you should definitely buy. And most people have homes for more than 10 years. But now in retirement, let's say you want to move down south and you want to buy something. Really, the strategy, we say up, down, sideways. Rent for 6 months a year. Get to know the area really, really, really well. You can't do it by the internet. There's like little things that make drive you crazy. You say, oh no, I want to live there. I want to live somewhere else. You know, take that time. Yes, you're going to rent for 6 months a year. You may see a so-called waste, but then you'll know what you really want when you actually want to buy something. We'll be back right after these messages.
Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management is giving you a copy of his new book. It's called Life on Your Terms, and it's another in the series of the GPS Guide for Your Retirement books. Be among the first 20 callers right now at this special number, 845-371-0101. Let me repeat, 845-371-0101. You can get this book before anybody else, before it shows up in Barnes & Noble and at Amazon.com. It's available to you right now. It's called Life on Your Terms. It's another in the series of the GPS Guide to Your Retirement series, and it's from Ken Mahoney, and you want a copy of this new book. Be among the first 20 callers right now at 845-371-0101. Ken Mahoney's new book, Life on Your Terms, 845-371-0101 right now.
And welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. We hope you visit us on the web. It's kind of like a storefront these days, right? Your website's your storefront. So visit us, our storefront on the web, MahoneyGPS.com. Today's topic, Life on Your Terms, a GPS Guide. You probably just heard a phone number to get the book for free. Get your pen, get your paper. I'm going to give it to you again. I want you to get this book, the first 20 callers. So get ready. Beat that person out. First 20 callers will get the book for free. Life on Your Terms, a GPS Guide for Financial Security. The phone number is 845-371-0101. I'll say that again. Get your pen. Now, retails on Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99. We get really good write-ups. People love the books. I hate to say it, but it's true. It's the eighth book in retirement that I wrote, and I wrote it with you in mind, meaning the things that challenges that you'll be going through in retirement transition. So that number again is 845-371-0101. Be one of the first 20 callers today, and you'll get the book for free. So we're talking about retirement here and your first phase of retirement. It's good to know what your retirement phases are. So I broke them down to three different phases. The go-go years, don't go, slow-go years, and the no-go years. So I think the go-go years is like, wow, I've been working all this time and overtime and putting the kids through college. Now it's our time. I hear that a lot from people in their 60s. It's our time. It is your time. Go for it. Go for the go-go years. Do those great tours, you know, walking tours through Europe. Do all those things you want to do and enjoy them. But at some point, it's harder and harder as we get older. Again, for some people, they travel to 85, 95 years old. They just have this great amount of energy. For some of us, mere mortals, our knees hurt after a while, our hips hurt after a while. And then we go to the slow go years where, yeah, we'll do things, but it has to be really, really, really convenient, right? We'll drive somewhere, we'll go down to the Jersey Shore, we'll do these things. But you know what? I'm not going to fly to Russia. That's just too long of a flight now. I did that in my go-go years. And then finally, unfortunately, last phase of retirement is the no-go years where we may become immobile, God forbid, but we're not going to talk about that. We're only going to talk really about the go-go years and the slow-go years because you really want to plan for those. Now, the idea, ideally though, is you don't wait to retirement to do those things you want in life. Again, we know of family members and friends that somehow didn't make it that full turn that we like in life, right? So I say that because sometimes people say, I'm going to do all this in retirement. Again, let's hope we all get to retirement. Sometimes I push back and say, great, I want you to do those. I always want to go to Italy. I'm going to retire in 10 years. Okay, well, between now and 10 years, can't you find a way to go to Italy? Is there a way to making this happen? So don't push everything back to retirement. I get it. I get it that those are the go-go years. I get it. You have more time. You know, we get that this whole retirement concept is a time to travel and do the things you want to. But don't, you know, wait to, you know, to that day at 65 years old to retire. And that's the day you start planning and doing those things. Start doing some of those things now. And we have these conversations with clients, particularly after we've done projections and see that they're going to be okay. We tell them to do those things now. Don't wait for retirement. And in retirement, do more of those things because you have more time. But certainly the whole concept of go-go years, slow-go years, no-go years, I think people get if you break up your retirement in three different segments, so to speak. And there's no exact time when one transitions to the other. But just let you know those go-go years are a lot of fun. Those are the golden years, also referred to as. This is where you kind of crisscross the country, see things you haven't done before, go to places you haven't done before, maybe do home improvements if you don't like traveling. These are things you've been putting off. Again, a lot of people who work a lot of hours, they don't have time to do home improvements. Yeah, they may have the money set aside, but they want to be there when all the stuff's going on. So these go-go years, enjoy them and plan for them, putting those things out there for you. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. I'm glad you're joining us this morning. I smell the coffee and tea brewing. I hope you're enjoying your coffee and tea. So when you think about retirement, there's different sources of income. Now, the easiest one, if you have a pension, this whole thing may work very easily. You know, if you've been working 20, 30, 40 years in a school district, or if you have a civil servant, fire, police, and so forth, you may be able to check off this box of retirement pretty good and say, whoop, you know what? I need $6,000 a month to live on. My pension's more than that. I'll be fine. That's great. And hope that's the case for you. But if not, then you really have to work a little bit harder and start looking at it. And I always think the best vehicles that you could do to help supplement your retirement is your company's 401k plan or 403b plan. Now, I'm sure you're listening and say, yeah, I know. Yeah, I have some of it already. But I'm challenging you here to put a little bit more towards it. Now, the maximum you could put in the 401k plan is $18,000. Now, if you're over 50 and older, you can add another $6,000, which they call a catch-up. So that's $24,000 a year. I know that's a big number. I'm just sharing with you that's the maximum. For some people, they do maximize it, which is great. Sometimes both spouses match, do that and have a match on top of that, and the monies can grow exponentially. But really, your first line of defense, I believe, for retirement planning is actually putting away to your company's 401k plan, 403b. And I hear this sometimes. Well, Ken, they don't match, so I'm not going to do it. Whoa. Let's say you made $5,000 a month or $60,000 for the year. And let's say you put away, let's put $500 a month away. So we're pretty aggressive here. That's $6,000. Guess what? You made $54,000. Right off the bat, you're making money because it's going in pre-tax. So at the end of the year, sometimes I kid around and you do your taxes and say, wait a second, I owe $6,000 in taxes. I owe $4,000 in taxes. Wait, but if you put more money into your retirement account, you could actually neutralize that $5,000 or $6,000 or $7,000 deficit that you owe the government to zero by putting away money to retirement accounts. I hope you follow me on that. So money goes in pre-tax. That's one of the best reasons why you want to put money in 401k. I believe it's painless, you know, a little bit at a time. If you had to write a check every month or every 2 weeks, I'm not sure that would happen, okay? But since it happens automatically, okay, out of sight, out of mind, and you get used to living within those terms. Also, you have something called the dollar cost average effect. Dollar cost average. You hear that over and over and over again. What does that mean? Let's make this up. Let's say there's something that's $10 a share and the market's up right now, like near record levels. You know, when you put money away, you buy X amount of shares. But let's say a few months from now, the market takes it on its chin and that $10, just make this up, is now $5. Again, I don't think it's something that's cut in half, but let's use it for example. And now that $1,000 you're putting away is going to buy you more shares. And at the end of the year, you're going to look and say, wow, you know, when the market was up high, I picked up the fewest amount of shares. And yet when the market was low or at its lowest point of the year, I picked up the most amount of shares. That's what dollar cost averaging does. You don't do anything about it. You just put a fixed amount in over time. The reason why I'm harping on this 401k or 403b, look, people come to us and say, we want to invest extra money. And we look at it. The first thing we want to look at is what they're doing in their retirement accounts. If they're not putting enough money away, first thing we tell them to do is put more money away. So I challenge you to take just some time this weekend. Think about it. If you're already working, if you're not, again, if you're retired, you can't do this, but if you're still working, go onto the website, see what the percent you're putting into, and challenge yourself to put a little bit more in and see what happens. And maybe you won't notice that. And next thing, you're making more contributions. And again, lately the market's been doing very well and you're seeing these gains in the account. And I think that really makes it all feel good. Well, I hope you enjoyed this Sunday. I sure did. I hope you enjoyed your coffee and tea. You didn't share with me, but hopefully next week you will share with me. Well, until next week, I'm Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. I hope you have a great, safe, and wonderful week.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the President and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. You can listen to previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances on demand by visiting WHUD.com. If you'd like to ask a question, email Ken at MahoneyGPS.com, and Ken will answer it on the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances, next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 100.7 WHUD.